Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you. Amen.
I got joy in my soul.
days of Noah and the red dragon. Many of you may be wondering, how do these two subjects even get talked about in the same context? Let's go to Matthew 24:36. It says, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Verse 37 in Matthew 24, but as in the days of Noah were, so also will be, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew 24:38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Matthew 24:39. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now in 1 Peter 3:20 it says, which sometimes were disobedient, talking about disobedient behavior in the days of Noah, when once the long-suffering of God walked, or waited rather, in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, that's 120 years, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. Now, Revelation 12:3. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads, or crowns, or representations of power. Now, some of you are saying, what in the world, how will we be able to bring these two pericope of texts into a context where they are significant one to another? Well, this is simply part one of the days of the flood and the red dragon. They are very significant relative to each other. Some of you may already know that. Some of you may have a clue, and some of you may not have a clue whatsoever. But when these series of broadcasts relative to this subject, and it may be 3 or 4, it will be explained in great detail how these events that Christ pointed out in Matthew relative to the days of Noah and what was revealed to John the Apostle in the book of Revelation by the same individual, Jesus Christ, and how they both right now in this time in history are both being manifested. There are going to be signs on the earth as in the days of Noah, and there are going to be signs in heaven as it points out in the book of Revelation. And when you understand what happened during the days of Noah, you will understand the tie-in to the red dragon of Revelation 12:3 and the significance of these two prophecies and how they are colliding right now, being fulfilled in history, in human behavior, and in signs and wonders in the heavens. We have historical behavioral data that will substantiate this, and we have astronomy that will establish this also. And as I say to you now, you need to stay tuned for all the broadcasts, and we are going to address these issues in detail, and we are going to point out the significance of these events relative to the period in which we live in right now, and how the fulfillment of those things will occur within a period of time so rapidly approaching us now that you can easily be caught off guard. You could be easily caught in a situation where you don't know what to do, what to think, who to believe, or who to understand. Now, we've already read in Matthew 24 where it says, as in the days of Noah. Let's go to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and let's read here. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Now, this is very significant. The sons of God began to take the daughters of men. And these were not human beings who were engaged in this activity. Some would want you to believe that. And those are the same ones who will never understand the red dragon and that whole pericope of text and how these two relate significantly relative to end time prophecy. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:4. There were giants on earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in earth, or in the earth, and that every intent of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Verse 6. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Verse 7, Genesis, the sixth chapter. So the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. Genesis 6:8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Now, this is important because as we think about what was going on here with the intrusion of fallen angels and their interference with mankind, their pollution of mankind, their corruption of mankind, there was a condition on the earth in Genesis the 6th chapter, and I'll just state it very simply now, where there was a woe unto man condition. There was a condition where men were suffering, men were being destroyed, men were at the mercy of a ruthless, angelic, falling angelic agenda led by those who were either directly guided by Satan or inspired by Satan's behavior of Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. This was an intrusion into the realm of man. Genesis 3 was the beginning. Genesis 6 was a culmination of wickedness that caused God to intervene and eliminate. This is a scenario where fallen angels made a decision to come to the realm of man on earth and create circumstances. When we think about the advent of the red dragon and that whole pericope of text, there is an intrusion because of a war that took place and they were thrust out. We've already read in Revelations and verse 3, and it talks about that beginning of that scenario. And in verse 4, Revelation says, his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Well, in Genesis 6, God had finished his creation, and leading up to Genesis 6, Satan and his cohorts, or the fallen angels, the watchers, had presented themselves on earth to destroy and to devour the child of mankind. Well, there is a relationship here. I will go into more detail right now. I just want to lay some foundational text. And it says, she bore a male child, and he was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Many see Noah, that process of God delivering man and using Noah as a type. Then in verse 6, it talks about the woman fleeing, and we see where war broke out in heaven, and the angels of the wicked one did not prevail. And in verse 9, it says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And it says here in verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. And then it goes into verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. So the devil came down and he had great wrath. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But in 12:14, the woman was protected. And I want to just say at this point that when you examine the historical activity and the behaviors that are revealed in ancient texts, as well as the Bible, the book of Jude and Peter, here in Revelation, Matthew 24, and Genesis 6, you hear a lot of information now about the red dragon and the fact that it's being covered up by those who run our space observation organizations, that is an actual red dragon that appears to have wings. They're calling it a planet, and it's moving toward a position that appears like it's positioning itself between two legs to devour, or to position itself as in Revelations 12 and Genesis 6, in the days of Noah, the angelic beings begin to come down and attempt to corrupt and to devour the seed of Adam in order to negate the promise that was made by God of a Savior to come, a seed that would bruise Satan's head. And as the church, who is represented as the woman, it is now poised in our history to produce the coming back or the return of that satanic head bruiser, that demonic head bruiser, Jesus Christ. Then again, the enemy is trying to position himself to create a scenario relative to the woman to destroy the child in reference to the church. As we look back in history at Genesis, Adam and Eve, and his attempt to corrupt Adam and Eve and the seed at that point, in order to dilute or redirect the purpose and the plan of God. Now, I know that is going to be a big stretch for some of you, but as we address this in the upcoming Wednesdays, I will go into great detail on how these events connect in prophecy, and as we observe the facts of reality in society, in society's behavior, in increased Nephilim demonic activity as it relates to astrological signs, and how the earth is being positioned, not only from a perspective of attitudes, social morals and behavior, so-called religious freedom, and the attempt to actually shut down Christianity and to lift up the dragon's religion, beginning in Genesis, the 4th chapter, where he established his church and doctrine through Cain as a result of his intrusion in Genesis 3, leading to the pollution of Genesis 6 and the reality of Revelations, the 12th chapter. It's all tied in together. It's all demonic. It's all engineered. It's all been set in the universe. There is a time clock. That's why Christ made the reference that he made relative to, as in the days of Noah, and that's why he also, in the book of Revelations, articulated the relationship of the child being born, the woman who represents the church, and again, the dragon trying to intercede, intervene, disrupt, again, intrude on a very private matter between God and his creation called man, and that particular seed line of Adam. Understand, this is critical. And my only purpose here in the beginning of this process in part one is to create some interest, if not controversy, and allow you to have an opportunity to examine it for yourselves as I articulate in the upcoming weeks to make this very clear and bring these particular pericopes of text into focus for you. God bless you.